good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you enjoying our little return to normal weather?
The heat wave? I love it.
Yeah, you know, the pattern is continuing. If you go back to the summer, we had August cooler than normal with September warmer, October cooler, November warmer, and now here we are, December cooler.
Mm-hmm.
The average temperature so far for this month has been about 11 degrees. The average temperature for the entire month usually is about 14.
Ooh.
So we are cooler than normal, including a nice brisk minus 15 here yesterday morning. But boy, I tell you, some of us are very glad to see it. Plus, mm-hmm. we got the snow. Around here, we had between 3 and 4 inches of snow, which is not a huge snowstorm. It didn't cancel anything, but it did bring out the skis again, and it did bring out tracking. And so I was out to do some cross-country skiing and walking in the woods quite a lot the last 2 days. And, of course, it reveals all these animal tracks. Animal tracks are, to me, just an outstanding part of winter. It's just amazing. It's like reading a newspaper. There's something new every day. And, I equate it with a newspaper instead of a book, because a newspaper, things are old real fast.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to read a newspaper from a couple days ago.
Right.
And that's the way it is with tracks. There's something new every day. And, boy, it's just been outstanding. There's been a lot of action from deer and snowshoe hare, cottontail, rabbits, squirrels. Let's see who else. Fox, coyote, the mice, and then there's some members of the weasel family, both the weasel and the pine marten. And out of all those critters, how many did I see? Well, I actually saw squirrels and deer. I didn't see any of the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to their tracks, they still tell me that there's plenty going on here. And, pine marten is a really good example. We've lived here 25 years. I've never once seen a pine marten here. But seeing the tracks lets me know they're here. Weasels I've seen several times, but their tracks are very common. If I go out for a walk at this time and not see weasel tracks, I'm usually surprised, and yet I don't see the animal very often at all. Well, anyway, besides the snow, there are plenty of other things going on. We are now at the time of year of the earliest sunsets of the whole year, 4:20. That will start to change already at the end of next week, and then shortly after the weekend, on the 21st, we have the solstice. In addition to that, this is the time of the Geminid meteor shower. There was quite an announcement about it this morning, saying that after 10 p.m. Sunday night, that's tomorrow night, going into early pre-dawn hours on Monday morning, you could see as many as 100 per hour.
Mm.
Conditions are really good this year. We have no bright moonlight to be concerned with, and December gives us plenty of darkness. But there's one little caveat that you may have noticed, and that is in the forecast we have snow. And if there's going to be snow coming, that means there's going to be clouds.
Mm.
Well, we'll have to see what it has to offer. Those who want to get out and see the meteor shower, you don't have to rely on just tomorrow night. If we have some clearing, you can be able to see it tonight. Last night, I was out for a walk, and I did see a few. I saw 3 meteors in the course of the walk, which is not a lot, but usually that's more than usually seen. So anyway, hopefully we'll still get a chance to see it. It could continue even into Monday night if we get some clearing, and we often do get clearing after snowfall comes across. In the world of birds, we've been having a lot of action at our bird feeder. I just came back from replenishing the feeder. I do that every morning. The birds move in, and they pretty much stay around. We've had anywhere from 7 to 9 different species of birds. I have the black-capped chickadees, the white-breast and red-breast nuthatch, a downy and hairy woodpecker, and 2 kinds of finches, the purple finches and the gold finches, been coming every day. There is quite a dynamics that goes on with these finches. The flocks range in size from about maybe 5 to about 25, and so it's always interesting to see that. Plus, when it's so cold, like it was the last couple of mornings, they fluff up their feathers, and they look so big and fat, much bigger than they normally are. Their way of dealing with the cold, and eating a lot is another way they deal with the cold. We had 2 other birds, with the blue jay and the red-belly woodpecker, that have been coming and going. And the red-belly woodpecker, I was hoping would stick around because it's kind of an unusual bird here, but unfortunately I haven't seen it now for a couple of days, so we'll see. Maybe it's just hanging out while it's cold somewhere. And speaking of woodpeckers, and during my walk yesterday, I did see a couple of pileated woodpeckers, which are always an interesting bird to see, not yet coming to the bird feeder. The biggest bird sighting, however, of the week was not at the feeder. It was a flock of Bohemian waxwings that showed up in my backyard on Tuesday. In my backyard, I have a number of crabapple trees, and they put on a beautiful flower in May, and then they follow up with these little tiny apple-like berries later in the summer. I have had years where I've harvested them, but most of the time I just leave them for birds and squirrels and deer. Well, the deer and squirrels have been finding them for a long time, but it took until this week until the Bohemian waxwings discovered them. Bohemian waxwings are the winter version of the cedar waxwing, and like the cedar waxwing, they feed on berries. Bohemian waxwings, however, have to do the feeding on berries that are often frozen. And so they will warm them in their mouth before they swallow them. It's been known, and though I have never seen it, it's been observed that they will sometimes warm them and pass one to another one. Yes, it's been interesting. And therefore, I think that kind of secures the bonding of the flock. And there's safety in numbers, and so they almost always show up in winter in flocks. Some years I may not see them at all. Some years, usually I will see big flocks somewhere in Duluth in the course of the winter. So for some reason, later in the winter, they tend to be a bigger flock. But this one was came right to me, so that was a wonderful sighting. So there's plenty going on out there, and for those who haven't gotten out and taken a look, today's a little bit warmer, and you can get out and still take a look at the tracks in the snow, and I think that's going to continue now for a very long time. It's just a wonderful, wonderful way of observing the winter. There's a comment I want to pass on. This is kind of interesting. It's more of a study probably of human behavior than of critters, but our lake out here didn't freeze over until last Saturday, 1 week ago today. And that's the same way with the other lakes in the neighborhood. We have about 10 lakes in the neighborhood. Well, that was Saturday. Well, by Tuesday, the first ice fishing hunts were out there already. Like I say, it's a little bit kind of a study of human behavior. I want to pass along, if I can, an announcement. What I do observing nature throughout the season is more technically referred to as phenology, and I am one of many phenologists in the area. Well, a few of us decided it's time we all get together. So late February, February 26th through 28th, we are having the first Northwoods Phenologist Conference. We're having it at Wolf Ridge. And I am sure there are plenty of North Shore phenologists who would be interested and want to come to hear some of these. We're getting some really good people, some really intelligent people, very knowledgeable people coming to speak there. So I'll be talking more as we get a little bit closer, but you heard it now.
Okay. Breaking news here on North Shore Weekend.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Okay, take care.
All right. Larry Weber there with North Shore Weekend, a regular feature on North Shore Weekend right here, right around 9:30 on Saturday mornings.